All right. Appreciate everybody coming in. All right, good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-008 regarding Mark Tomachek. The time is now 10:17 on December 16th, 2021. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I need to have everyone in attendance introduce themselves and their purpose. We'll go ahead and start with committee members.
Yes, my name is Carlos Murrieta, also committee member for this process.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Judge?
Steve Judge, present, committee member.
And Ms. Askimentova?
Tanya Askimentova, present, committee member.
Next, we'll go over staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel, the assigned investigator.
Orlean Laura, board staff.
Judith Stapley, I'm the executive director. And I want to apologize to those of you in the boardroom there that we are waiting for surplus to pick up those empty cabinets, and we were not anticipating having 56 boxes of documents brought back into the office.
Oh,
so I'm looking at that going, oh, wow, sorry about that mess. Thank you for being overlooking it.
It's Christmas.
I thought they were cookies.
Yeah, I wish. And then Mr. Donald?
Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, Board Counsel.
And Mr. and Mrs. Parker?
I'm Jennifer Parker.
And I'm Jeffrey Parker.
All right. And Mr. Tomachek?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. We have just a couple of reminders. First, the meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what's being said. Also, please announce yourself so that it's clear who's speaking, so that when we go back to the recording, we can identify who's saying what. Third, please also take a minute to silence or turn off cell phones so that there's no disruption. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on August 6th of 2021 related to the practice of architecture regarding the Parker residence at 2001 North Ledgestone Lane in Flagstaff, Arizona, on or about June 2nd of 2020. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the case, with the facts of the case and issues involved in the case, based on the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the EAC members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with the alleger or respondent. For record, I will call each committee member by name, and please signify yes or no as to whether you're comfortable serving on the committee. Mr. Tomachek, if you wouldn't mind muting your phone, we're getting a little bit of feedback from you.
I muted myself.
Thank you, sir. All right. So, Mr. Murrieta?
Yes, no objections to participate.
Thank you. Mrs. Askimentova?
Yes, no objections.
Thank you. And Mr. Judge?
No objections. I have some questions, though, for later.
Okay. If it's about the process, you're welcome to ask real quick.
No, just specific about the case, if it even comes up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely get to those. Lost my place. Okay. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. The committee shall refrain from offering judgment, personal opinions, or recommendations to the alleger or respondent during the interview process. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, then respondent, and any witnesses. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is your time for the interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call back when it's your turn for the interview. At this time, I'll call for a motion from committee member to enter executive session. Get a motion from anybody to go into executive.
Motion to proceed.
Yes, sir. So I got a motion for Mr. Mireta. Do I have a second?
Second, Chief Judge.
Thank you. Then we'll need to do a vote to go in. Mr. Mireta, yay or nay?
Yay.
Thank you. Mr. Judge?
Yay.
And Mrs.
Yay.
Thank you. motions passes. We'll go ahead and move into executive session. Mr. Tomachak, if you wouldn't mind disconnecting, and then by the time it's your turn for an interview, you'll probably be here already. If not, I'll give you a call. Mr. Tomachak?
Yeah, sorry. I am apparently 8 minutes away, so
okay.
I should be there by then.
Sounds good.
Disconnect right now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.